Bill Sepik is president of the Wisconsin Auto and Truck Dealers Association. He says Wisconsin figures into the top tier of states in terms of products sold over the course of Cash for Clunkers. He says the program will mostly be remembered as a success, though there still are some loose ends.
Right now, I understand that the figure is 30% of all deals that have been submitted nationwide for the entire program have been paid. So that means 70% of everything that has been submitted has either been rejected or is pending. I cannot emphasize how serious of a cash flow problem that puts a number of dealerships into.
The Obama administration has assured dealers that the rebates will be covered. They range from $3,500 to $4,500 for the purchase of more fuel-efficient cars. Sepik says despite the lag, Cash for Clunkers shows cause for optimism.
It has shown nationally that consumer confidence is on the rise. It has shown that individuals are willing to go out there, they're willing to make large purchases, and they're willing to incur some debt in order to do it. Thus, you've also had financial institutions, banks, credit unions, others that have been willing to make loans to consumers. So overall, I think it really helps the American public see that we might be coming out of the recession.
Cash for Clunkers officially ends tonight at 7 o'clock. Sepik warns many dealers chose to end their participation over the weekend. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.